Welcome to the Adam Rothstein Hockey Podcast. This is your podcast for all things hockey. On this podcast, we talk about past history to the modern day and what you can do to grow the sport. I am your host, Adam Rothstein. All right, let's get to the show. Welcome back, everyone, to the Adam Rothstein Hockey Podcast. We've got a lot to talk about here. The Maple Leafs take game 3-4-2 in the great city of Toronto. And I have to say, this game was a little disappointing if you were a Leafs fan. There's a lot to get to. First of all, you know, the Leafs go up 1-0. They go up 1-0 in the first period, and then it seems like they just could not hold it too. And I've got to be honest with you that I'm not seeing them get out of the first round again. Now, I put out a video last night. You can go watch that on the channel. But when you take, when Mr. Tavares, your captain, takes a stupid penalty and doesn't get himself out of a tough situation, or doesn't get him out of the, get himself out of a bad situation, and he gets called for holding, you know, behind Patrick Swayman's net, you know, of course you're, don't be surprised with that. Now, they had six opportunities to get a power play goal. They did not capitalize on the power play. That is, the Maple Leafs did not capitalize on the power play. That is on them. Okay? And they had home ice advantage, and they could not do anything with it. They just, it's like they forgot there were two other periods. I genuinely believe that. I'm sorry to the people of, you know, the Toronto Maple Leafs fan base. I'm sorry to you, because you deserve so much better. You deserve better. And I know Willie Nylander is out at the moment. I know he's out. So I'm sorry. And maybe that would have made a difference too, as well. One of the things was that in the third period, when, you know, Matthew Knies, the other player from, you know, the Arizona area, when he tied it, I'm like thinking, okay, you know, we have 8 minutes and 37 seconds left. You know, we'll probably wind up going to overtime, and at least, and maybe the Leafs will do something in overtime. No, Mr. Marchand decided to score a goal 3-2. You see, and it was a beautiful shot. There was nothing there, but I think that turnover, you know, they were not set too. They were like, you know, of course, like they were really out of position, with about 8 minutes and 30 seconds to go, and it cost them too. But what am I? Yeah, I mean, like it's difficult. Okay. Marchand's empty net goal, by the way, if you're wondering about this, his empty net goal was his 55th playoff career goal, tying Cam Neely for the most in Bruins history. He has 134 points in the postseason, second in team history behind Ray Bourque with 161. Off the top of my head, I'm not sure if he's, with the way he's playing, he might do it this year at this point, because he would only have about 28 to go. Yeah, he'd have 28 more points to get at that point, but we've got more than 28. You know, we've got a little less than 28 games now that he could possibly play. He would have to do it in all seven games, and I don't think the Bruins, this series is going to go to game seven. Okay. If it goes to game six, I'll be surprised if this Maple Leafs Bruins series goes that far. So reading on here from NHLnetwork.com, DeBrus scored his third power play goal of the playoffs, put the Bruins up 2-1 at 107 of the third, first part of, okay, with about, in the first minute in the third period, he got his third power play goal of the playoffs. So, what do you expect? And, and he put the rebound off Marchand's shot. I mean, they really could do so much more, too. Toronto was 0 for 5 on the power play, by the way. I wanted to make that correction earlier, not 0 for 6. But how many opportunities do these Leaves need to capitalize? You had 5, and Boston went for 2 for 3 on the power play. And you gave up those penalties. It's not on the refs, too. And can I talk about the diving situation earlier? A little earlier in the midway part of the game, Mr. Bertuzzi dove, and he was tied up with Marchand, so both of them were trying to tie each other up as well, and then Bertuzzi takes a dive, and then the Bruins score. And you want me to call that? You want me to call that if I'm a referee? I'm sorry, I'm not calling it. You dove, that's on you. You should have gotten out of that situation. That situation, just like Tavares, was a little hot-headed at the end of the game, and that cost the Maple Leafs, and then they went 5-on-5 with an empty net, and, when they're a man down, they didn't have the 6-on-5 with an empty net, and that is what cost them that game. It's a real shame that, it had to be that way. But personally, I don't want this. This one, was the only game I watched last night because I went to bed early. But this has got to be one of the most disappointing series, though. So there's that. So really wanted to catch up specifically on this game too. Where do I see the other things at the moment? Well, I think the Capitals came up. Could possibly be swept. So there's that. I think the Oilers are looking good. I think they'll move on to the next round. So there's that. The Stars got a bad break because, you've got your aces back in Vegas. Mr. Stone's back. As well, and it's a real shame too. That Mr. Robertson is not going to play. The Golden Knights. Now has to play the Golden Knights with all his aces back, and coming off the injuries, and it was just perfect timing for the Golden Knights too. After getting that last wild card spot, so they might actually take this at this point, even because they're up 2-0 in the series. I'm still going to take the Jets. I think Kyle Connor has really impressed me, as well as Adam Lowry and Mr. Hellebuck. And Gorgiev gave up more biscuits than a bake sale in the first game that he had in the series. So I think at this point I will still take the Jets to win at least this, but going up against Vegas, I'm now a bit skeptical of what's going to happen there if they face Vegas, if Dallas doesn't come back, but I think the Jets will beat the Avs in that series. So I'm just going to leave it at that. We've got a series. We're tied in at one with Vancouver and Nashville. I think Philip Forsberg is still doing well for what he's doing. But I think Mr. Hughes is going to be coming out on top in that series. So there's that. Edmonton, I think Mr. Kopitar is just getting old, but he's still, still proving that he can be effective out on the ice, but I think, Connor McDavid, playoff McDavid is something else. So, after that 5-4 win last night, no T, I think this might actually go the full game seven. Carolina heads out on the Island, man. They will go into New York, and they will face the Islanders later. So check that out. The Capitals have to go. They're back in D.C. They take on the Rangers at home, and I think those are going to be the only two playoff games at Capital One Arena this time of year. So sorry about that. Boston took the 2-1 lead, and you've got the Panthers coming up and going well as they go, coming in to Tampa Bay and going across the state with that 2-0 lead. So I think Matthew Tkachuk is just better than is better than Stamkos, but I think also that Sergei Bobrovsky is better than Andre Vasilevsky at this point. So you've got to just, I think he's the better goalie. There was a save he made. He was in butterfly position. He was back to center ice or the center to the middle of the ice, essentially. And then he's got to go and reach back from there, and then he makes the save with his wrists. I've never seen anything like that. That's got to be the save of the playoffs so far. But I think it's moments like those, in the third period when you're coming down to the wire and you're about to go to overtime. And next goal was going to win that anyway, by the way. So it was a really great game too with that one. Carter Verhaeghe was incredibly patient with Andre Vasilevsky. He just waited, went top cheddar, and he won it in Sunrise. And that is how you get it done in playoff hockey. So really big congratulations to Carter Verhaeghe. I like what the Panthers are doing. I'm wearing red today, as you can tell. And I just like it. I just like the Panthers too. So if the Rangers and or the Capitals fall off, I'm just going to be glad to take the Panthers. I think the Panthers have a good chance of getting to the finals. We're going to see so much, though. So we could wind up. Hold on a moment. So I'm looking at the bracket right now, but you can't see that. So Carolina will probably wind up playing New York. I'll take New York to win it there, but I think the Bruins and the Panthers are going to be meeting again at this point, because Panthers are already up 2-0 and the Bruins are 2-1 on Toronto. Now those would be spending a little more time there in Toronto given their schedule, so just keep that in mind. So I don't know how that's going to factor in, but I think that Boston's going to find a way to win that series. And then the Panthers and the Bruins are going to meet again, and then I'll take the Panthers to win that one in the second round. Third round, we've got for the Eastern Conference Finals, we could still see the Bruins play the Rangers in a New York-Boston rivalry. That would be something, but I think the Panthers and the Rangers will face off against each other, and whoever wins that essentially will win the cup too. So I'm thinking it's coming out east again. I was wrong about the Golden Knights. I didn't know they were a dark horse last year. And no one knew. But so, yeah, there's that. Edmonton, I do think that you could still find that. I think it's also possible that all Canadian teams move on. But I don't think that's possible anymore. Only the teams out west do I see moving on to the second round, you know, and we will still see, you know, Vancouver and the Oilers coming up too. I'm not sure how that's going to play out. And, you know, in Vegas possibly going up against Winnipeg, you know, that's also another option too. But I'm not seeing any Canadian team really win this. The best chance maybe is the Oilers, but even still, I think if the Oilers, maybe the Oilers get to the finals out of all of them. That's my best guess at this point. That, like, if there's any Canadian team you want to, like, you like if the Canadian, if you're rooting for a Canadian team to win this just because they're a Canadian team, take the Oilers at this point. You know, take the take whatever, how we're doing bets now. You know, just take them to win it as well. But I'm still going to pick either the Rangers or the Panthers to win this. The Stars were a little bit disappointing for me because I thought they would, because I didn't see Vegas getting their aces back so quickly. So I did not foresee that. So there's that. Okay. With that being said, on this quick catch up, you know, on this you know, quick recap, I do want to thank everyone for listening in on this. Definitely thank you once again. Please share this with all your friends and family, and please rate this podcast 5 stars on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get this podcast. If you really want to support me, check out the audiobook Growing Hockey in the description, or show notes, depending on if you're watching this on YouTube or not. You've got that there. And check out all the other links. Once again, share it with your friends, like, comment, share the video. And with that being said, take care.